We're going to bring in Rich Lowry right now. He is the editor of the National Review, syndicated columnist, and all around a great guy. Rich Lowry, we look forward to this time on Monday mornings every week. Good morning to you.
Hey, how's it going?
It could be a lot worse, Rich. It's Thanksgiving week. Come on, bro. Come on, man. Hey, listen.
Everyone's got a lot of lots to be grateful for.
Well, a lot to be. We really do. Amidst all this turmoil and even death and stuff that we're witnessing, we still have a lot to be grateful for. But let's start where Sid left off, talking about Jacob Blake, Kenosha, the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. And let's specifically drill down to Joe Biden. I stand by what the jury says, blah, blah, blah. And then a couple of hours later, his handler is putting out a statement saying, I'm angry and concerned with the verdict. What do you make of all that, Rich?
Yeah, I mean, this clearly seems an example of Biden saying something that was in his gut. And, you know, I have no use for the guy. I know you guys don't either. But he's been around for 50 years, so he has a certain respect for American norms. And he knows the right thing for a president to say is, I respect the jury verdict. And they're surrounded by a bunch of woke people who wrote a statement that, at the very least, had a different tenor. And this has just been so disturbing how everyone in the media, practically, and all progressives are not willing to accept the facts and the law in this case. You're just talking about the ABC reporter who thought Jacob Blake had been killed. You had all sorts of usually semi-well-informed people saying that Rittenhouse had shot black people, right?
Right.
This case was totally racialized when it was one white guy shooting three other white guys. Why is the president of the NCAACP concerned about that? You know, it's because they've made the protesters African Americans by proxy, which makes no sense, and then say this decision was preordained, you know, since 1619 because we had slavery, which is also insane. This is a clear case of self-defense. The prosecutors played the video and said, look, he's a murderer. And then the defense played the video and said, look, he was running away in every instance and getting attacked. He was acting in self-defense, and that was clearly the right answer.
Joe Biden turned 79 this weekend, and I think a lot of people, even Democrats, would agree that he is the worst president, year one, in the history of that office. Yet he's telling his allies that he is going to run again, which, of course, is easy to say now. 3 years from now, he'll be 82, but he's going to run again in 2024. But I read something you wrote. It's in today's New York Post, by the way, Rich, where you talk about Buttigieg and Harris may be the act in 2024, but maybe, just maybe, the guy that just won the mayoral race here in New York, Eric Adams, he may be the biggest threat to win the presidency of the Democrats in 2024.
Yeah, I don't think Adams necessarily himself, you know, we have no idea how he's going to govern yet. But my point in that piece is, if the Democrats are faced with a choice in 2024 between Kamala Harris and Pete Buttigieg, they are totally screwed, right? Because they both represent the worst weaknesses of the Democratic Party. Kamala Harris is kind of mindless identity politics. You know, if you're a minority or woman or whatever else, that you should be celebrated and elevated, which people don't like. And then Sneaky Pete, as Bernie calls him, represents this tendency in the Democratic Party to appeal to college-educated whites over and above everyone else. And Pete is just, he's like a management consultant. He's a technocrat. He has no feel for common people. And what makes Eric Adams different, you know, he was willing to depart with woke orthodoxy. He played the race card at times, but he realized, you know, you don't appeal to African Americans just through woke bromides. And he's interesting and different and unpredictable. And that's what the Democratic Party needs, not Harris or Buttigieg.
They need, yeah, exactly right. They need sanity and common sense, pretty much. Rich Lowry, right on the money. Hey, Rich, a story that we didn't discuss here on the Bernie and Sid Show yet, and I'll bring it up to you, is that the New York Times reported on Saturday, and I'm sure you saw this, you know about it, a firm that Hunter Biden owns 10% of actually helped a Chinese company buy a cobalt mine in the Congo, a $4 billion deal. And the reason why that's important is that China now owns this mine, which uses a rare earth mineral called cobalt to make what? Electric car batteries. And it seems like, the fact that he's bought and sold by China, and Joe Biden is pushing electric cars, some sort of conflict of interest, no?
Well, it just goes to how sleazy Hunter Biden is and how he operates at the very least at this borderline of sleazy business and government. and public policy, and this just should be a major area of investigation when Republicans take the House next year. You know, I hats off to the Times actually doing that story, but if this were Donald Trump Jr., there'd be nothing else. Morning Joe would be doing it all 3 hours this right. morning, right? There would be a complete obsession.
No question.
So Republican investigators are going to have to drive this home. And by the way, speaking of China, I mean, that they disappeared this tennis player and now are putting out these kind of fake videos. Why are we going to do the Olympics there? You know, there are about 100 other countries in the world that would be preferable. And we're really going to regret it, by the way, when they invade Taiwan in a couple of years. We're going to say, what the heck were we thinking going and giving this huge propaganda victory?
Yeah, I mean, between the COVID and Taiwan, but this Peng story is an interesting story that this diplomat, I guess, this government official, I should say, was having sex with her. She said it was consensual. She disappeared. Kind of a wild, wild story. But I'll tell you what else is wild. What's happening in the state of Texas? First of all, Beto O'Rourke says he doesn't want Joe Biden trailing him when he runs for governor. But right now, there was a poll taken this weekend, and the guy that is clobbering everybody, everybody, including Governor Abbott, is actor Matthew McConaughey. I mean, by big numbers. What do you think about that?
I mean, it would be interesting. You know, sometimes these guys, the numbers look good, and then they get out there and they don't know anything, and they sort of stumble around. It's not as easy to be a politician as it looks, but sometimes they get in and they run the table. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger was an example of that. So if I were Abbott, it'd be something I'd be worried about.
Absolutely, Governor McConaughey. that would be. I mean, yeah, it is funny. So, listen, the Build Back Better bill, this green welfare socialist bill, voted yes in the House on Friday. It now goes to the Senate, where it's going to probably get chopped up or whatever. You tell us, Rich Lowry, your assessment of that and Joe Manchin and all that.
I think it's probably, unfortunately, more than a 50% chance it passes. I don't think it's a guarantee. There's still some significant chance it goes down. The important next step in that regard would be Manchin just saying, hey, let's wait till next year, because delay is not in their favor. So that's what I'm hoping. You know, he's talked about a strategic pause, but we'll see. At the end of the day, I think Manchin wants to cut a deal. I'm not sure about Sinema. There's some chance it bounces the wrong way for Democrats and they don't get it. But if they do get it, at least it will be reduced from the House version.
Rich, we want to wish you a very happy and a healthy Thanksgiving. You've been great with us again this year, and we want you to have a great holiday and come back again next Monday and keep it up, pal. You're great as always.
Thanks, Rich.
Hey, well, one thing I'm grateful for is being on with you guys every Monday. Really appreciate what you do in WABC, and God bless America.
Wow, thank you for that. Nice. That's very, very cool. Thank you. We feel the same way. Right back at you, good looking. Rich Lowry there on the Bernie and Sid Show, this time every Monday morning. He'll be back again next week.